Es hat also eine Sprache gesagt, sagen wir, wir sind gesagt, die Mama darf sagen, bei Mischa said nice is up the best and tate the khulu. The Iri said our Mischa is not following practice based on a brisa that was taught that says that if Bezin passed on a mistaken fact, they said it was already night but it was later determined to be a mistake because the clouds dispersed and the sun was still visible, it's not called a true psak, and one who followed the erroneous statement would be chayav to bring a carbon. Nachman says it's considered to be a psak of Bezin and therefore she would be potter from having to bring a carbon. Nachman said his view can be proven from the fact that a single witness is never believed, so it must be that the reason she's allowed to marry is based on the psak of Bezin. Rava said the Iri's view can be proven from the fact that when one witness says that the husband died, we would allow her to marry. If two witnesses then came and said that he did not die, we would say that she may not marry. If another single witness then comes and says that he did die, we would again allow her to marry. If this was based on a psak rather than a mistake, we would not allow them to allow, then prohibit, and then to allow again. So it must be that's the way it is. Rabbi Eliezer also seems to hold that it's considered to be a mistake of fact because he says that the woman must bring a chatos. The Mishnah said, Ruah Bezdin Linase Vechulu. What type of immoral act is the Mishnah referring to? Rabbi Eliezer says that she was mezana with a man who would be mutter for her to marry. But still, it says it means that she was a widow who then married a Kohen Gadol, a divorcee who married a regular Kohen. Rabbi Elazar would agree that the Mishnah can also refer to Rabbi Yechonin's cases. However, Rabbi Yechonin would say that for regular Znus, she can say that Bezin gave her the status of a single woman, and therefore she would not be Chayev. Bryce seems to say like Rabbi Yechonin as well. Zuck, the Mishnah of a woman's husband and his only child traveled overseas, and they came and told her, first your husband died, and then the child died. So therefore she's potter from Yibam, and she got married based on that. And then others came and told her, no, the child died first before the husband, thus making her chayiv in Yibam and usher to marry someone else. She has to leave the second husband, and the child born either first, meaning before the second witnesses came, or last, after the witnesses came, are mamzerim. This follows Rabbi Akiva, because it said it would be chayiv elavim. If they first told her that the child died and then the husband died, and based on that she did yibum, and they then told her that first the husband died and then the child died, she has to leave him, and the child born first or last is a mamzer. If they told her that the husband died and she remarried based on that, and then they told her that he was alive at the time of her remarriage but died later on, she has to leave the second husband, and a child born before the first husband's death is a mamzer. If they told her that her husband died and based on that she accepted kedushin from a man, and then her first husband appeared, she may return to the first husband. Even if the second husband gave her a get, it would not possible for possible for marrying a kohen. Rabbi Masia Dash in the pasuk says Veisha Grusha Meisha, only a woman who gets divorced from someone who is actually her husband becomes also to a kohen, and the second guy was not really her husband. Fredek de Gemara, what's meant when the Mishnah says first and last? If first means before she found out that she shouldn't have remarried, and last means that after she found out, that would mean that a child is a mamzer in either case. And the Mishnah just says, that the child is a mamzer and finished. That's what the Mishnah should say. Why complicate? But it says, since in the later case of the Mishnah discusses where she was told that her first husband was not dead at the time she remarried but died later on, and in that case it makes a difference whether the child was conceived first before the first husband died or last after he died. In this first case we also say first and last, even though there's truly no need to speak in those terms. Abraisa says, when we say that the child of Yavama who married someone other than her Yavam is a mamzer, that only follows Rabbi Kiva, who says that a child produces from Chayv Elav, and not say. However, the Chum say that there's no mamzer by Yavama who marries an outside person. Rabbi Yudan Emir Rav said the pasuk of Laisiya Eish Lameis Achutz Leish Zar teaches that Yavama cannot have effective kedushin from a man other than her Yavama. Shmuel said, since we don't know the correct shot in the pasuk, we will require her to receive a get, because Shmuel is not certain whether the pasuk teaches that there's a lav or whether it teaches that kedushin is not effective at all. Rav Mari Bar Rochel said to Rav Ashi that a Maimer passing like Shmuel. Rashi said, based on this, if a Yavama marries someone else and her Yavam is a Kayan, the Kayan should give her Chalitza and she may remain with her husband. Since in order to do Yibam, we would require her to receive a get, in which in this case would make her usher to the Yavam who's a Kayan. In fact, what this means, if the second husband comes out ahead by having married her when he wasn't allowed to, since he may now remain married to her. What Rashi must have said, Zaknumar, is that if the Yavam was a Yisrael, we require her to receive a get from the current husband, and she is then permitted to the Yavam for Yibam. Rav Gidlan Lim, Rav Chiyah Yosef Lim, Rav said Kedushin is not effective for Yavama, but Nesuin is. In fact, the Gemara assumes this to mean that if Yavama accepted Kedushin from an outside man, she would not need a get, but if she went through with the Nesuin, she would need a get. Why would the two be treated differently? The Gemara says that Rav must have said that neither Kedushin nor Nesuin is effective. The second answer, Nesuin with another man is effective in that it's treated as Nus, and according to Rav Hamnuna, makes her usher to the Yavam. Third answer, although there should be no difference, we require her to receive a get when the soon was done, I have concern that if we don't, people will say that even when a woman got married based on her testimony that her husband had died, she does not need a get. Rav Yanai said, they voted and decided that kedushin from an outside man is not effective on a Yavama. Rav Yechonin asked, this ruling seems unnecessary because the Mishnah says if a man gets kedushin to a woman and says that it should take effect after she receives chalitza from her yavam, it's not effective. Rabbi Yane told him, if not for the ruling, you would have thought that it's not effective because it's not taking effect at the time that it's given. Now you realize that it's because kedushin doesn't take effect on a yavama at all, and therefore, so you come out differently. Rish Lakish said to Rabbi Yechon, your proof is anyway not good because the Mishnah may follow Rabbi Akiva, who says that kedushin is not effective. Chayv Elavim. But the Gemara says no, because the Mishnah can't follow Rabbi Akiva, because we find in the Mishnah Rabbi Akiva says that things can take effect in the future. And therefore, the kedushin should take effect after she receives the chalitza. Rish Lakish said that Rav Huna, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, interprets the Mishnah of Rabbi Akiva in a way which does not require us to say that he holds that a person may affect something in the future. This argues Rav Nachman Yitzchak, who says that Rav Huna holds like Rav, who holds like Rabbi Yani, who holds like Rabbi Chiya, who holds like Rebbe, who holds like Meir, who holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who holds like Rabbi Akiva, that a person can affect something, he can transfer something that has not yet come into the world. Ado makna davar shalei ba'ali oilam.